It's been one of those nights. When I arrived, I didn't expect to be in blue jeans. I had some new slacks. I got them out, and the pocket had not been stitched together. I would have been, this whole side would have gotten quite a view tonight. Things don't always turn out the way you expect them to turn out. Are we up in the back? Are we still not? We're not. So let me just tell you the story then. Here's what happened. It was the middle of the battlefield, and in the way that the horrors of the war unveiled themselves in World War I, there were trenches that the soldiers dug into, and the battle lines were about 60 yards apart. And in the months of that December, in the November and December, the rains had made the conditions in those lines, in those ditches that these soldiers were huddled in, horrific. And they were literally up about to their knees in mud and water. Their weapons caked with all of the problems of the mud and the water, and they would not even sometimes fire properly. And the men were battling dysentery and disease. To try to make it through the Christmas season, their families had sent them packages. And whereas today, perhaps, we have some of the best in facilities for doctors, even in the battlefield, it wasn't the case. And so these men were dependent on gifts from home to take care of some of their medical needs they had on the battlefield. Those packages had arrived, but it was hard to enjoy them in the middle of the squalor of a battlefield when you knew that just 60 yards away, there were men in those ditches who had been taught to think of as complete monsters, the enemy. And they were in their side. And if you poked your head up even for a second, you risk being shot. This was the horror of the battlefield of World War I. But it was in that battlefield in 1914, on Christmas Eve, that a most unlikely thing happened. As the British soldiers were hunkered down, they began to hear a sound wafting across the battlefield. It was a sound of the soldiers, the German soldiers, singing in their German tongue, "Silent Night." Now, there had been times in the weeks and months that had led up to this night where they had gathered to mock one another, and they might shout out taunts or chants or make fun of the opposition from their trench. But on this night, something unique happened. Up and down the entire front, as the Germans sang Christmas songs, the British soldiers began to join in, singing the same songs in English. They sang, "Oh Tannenbaum, O Christmas Tree." They sang, "Silent Night," and "Away in a Manger." And on they went, singing. Men who had just days before been aiming rifles to kill began to sing songs about Jesus on Christmas Eve, 1914. There's something about this night that's special. As the music was singing and the men were singing, all of a sudden, to everyone's shock and amazement, a German soldier just stood up and he started to walk across what's called no man's land toward his enemy on the other side, in the British. And the British soldiers, as the music continued to be sang, didn't fire. Then more German soldiers stood up, waving their arms, their weapons down, taking an incredible risk to walk across a battlefield. One of those eyewitnesses who I'd hoped you'd hear tonight said it was the bravest thing he had ever seen. The most incredible moment he had ever witnessed, when someone seemingly did the impossible and asked them to join him. The British soldiers were so overcome by the moment that despite the fact that to consort with the enemy was treason, they got out of those lines and out of those ditches and they walked across into no man's land and began to dialogue with their enemy on the battlefield in the middle of World War I. They exchanged gifts with one another that they had gotten from home. There was one account that this went on for hours and hours, and as the Christmas day unfolded the next day, they played soccer together. And they also retrieved the dead. They held joint Christmas services. As Christmas day came to an end, enemies embraced. And there was great uncertainty about what the future would hold. They had no idea what December 26th would bring. But on that night, they had seen there was something bigger than the battle. And for a brief moment, they had rediscovered the best of humanity. A best that could only be discovered in the light of the birth of a Savior. It was an incredible moment. Tonight we come to participate in a moment of communion. It's a chance for us to look to the light that came into the earth so long ago, who stepped into the trenches and onto the battlefield, and He raised His arms. He said, "Whosoever will may come to Me. Come to Me and I will give you rest. Come to Me and I will give you hope. Come to Me and I will give you forgiveness. Come to Me and I will love you as you have never been loved before." Amen. And He took all the chances to walk across the battlefield to us. And He came on Christmas Eve. He came into the world for us. And tonight He invites us to join Him. He invites us to join Him yet again tonight and to come to the table. And as those soldiers so long ago broke bread together in the middle of a field, those of us who might feel at times like enemies, we come together tonight because of Jesus as friends. There is a remarkable passage of Scripture written in the book of Romans, the 5th chapter, verse 6 and following. It says this: "You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Now very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrated His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." It's a beautiful passage that tells us exactly why a baby had to be born in a manger and why Jesus didn't just come as a child but grew to be a man who would save the world, God's only Son. Perhaps you come here tonight and you find yourself in the middle of your own war zone. There are many families that the holiday feels kind of that way. Maybe there are people you've come to see as the enemy, people you didn't think you could talk to, people you haven't talked to in a long time. Maybe God will work in your circumstance. Maybe God will come into your marriage, into your home, into your family this Christmas. And just as He has redeemed and reconciled sinners with a holy and loving God, perhaps this Christmas you can experience the Christmas miracle on the battlefield as it was. Perhaps this is the season, the time that you'll be drawn closer to someone because of what Christ has done for you. The Bible tells us when we participate in Holy Communion that we're called to examine ourselves. So as we participate tonight, let me ask you, is there an enemy that you've been fighting? Maybe that enemy is Christ Himself. Maybe that's where your struggle has laid. But I want you to know that He comes tonight with open arms that says, "Just as you are, I love you, and I desire for you to be with Me." Perhaps you'll find that His forgiveness inspires you to forgiveness as well. Whatever your circumstances this evening, I can tell you this: God wants for Jesus to be born into your life just as surely as He wanted Him born in a manger in Bethlehem so long ago. Will you join me now in an important time of Holy Communion? Let us pray. Almighty God, we ask Your blessing over this time, over the emblem of the bread representing our Savior's body, of the cup representing His blood. As we participate tonight, we come as those who at times have lived as enemies of the cross, who come across our own field to be present with You. And most incredibly tonight, we come at Your invitation, for You're the one who has said the words, "Whosoever will may come." Father, we come to You this Christmas. Be present with us in this time of communion. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I pray that there is peace in your home this Christmas. I hope that there is peace in your relationships. And most importantly, I hope that tonight on this Christmas you're at peace with your Maker, with God Almighty. The sad reality of that war and that Christmas armistice of 1914 is that in the days that followed, the shooting started again. the best peace that those men could gather together could only last for a few fragile days in the midst of that war zone. There is only one true source of peace that lasts. And it doesn't come through human hands, but by the hands that hung on a cross. It comes only through Jesus Christ. And as we put Him and make Him the priority above all others in our life, then and only then can we have true and lasting peace. I pray that peace into your life this Christmas. Almighty God, we love you and we thank you for sending us the light of the world, Jesus Christ. Tonight we celebrate His birth. We celebrate His birth in this Christmas season, but we also hope tonight that we celebrate His birth yet again in our life. Do in us what you would do, Almighty God, in the year that is to come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. God be with you, and we wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. We remind those of you who are coming to OCC for worship tomorrow, there will only be one worship service at 10 o'clock a.m. So we remind you of that. To our visitors, our guests, and our friends who have come home for Christmas to be with us here tonight, we say thank you. We're very glad you chose to be with us this Christmas Eve. God bless you. I love you, Virgo. I love you, Christmas.